From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is on his way to Copenhagen, hoping to convince other world leaders to reach a political agreement on climate change. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama arrives in Copenhagen at a sensitive time for climate talks. For several days, negotiations appeared stalled. But aides say the talks turned more productive after Secretary of State Clinton pledged the U.S. would work with other countries to raise $100 billion a year to help mitigate global warming's worst effects. That offer is contingent on a political agreement by all the major economies to reduce their carbon emissions in a verifiable way. China has balked at the verification requirement, and despite some progress on that front, aides say there's no guarantee a settlement will be reached at Copenhagen. Even if the talks fail, administration officials say, the president will continue to push for climate legislation here at home. They argue such legislation would help to generate new jobs. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Pakistani officials are blaming suspected U.S. missile strikes for the deaths of more than a dozen people today. Local intelligence officials say those killed were in a tribal region along the Afghan border. In what officials described as an unusually intense bombardment, they say one of the strikes involved 5 unmanned drones and at least 10 missiles. The attacks were apparently concentrated on an area that has been considered a safe haven for many militants. The U.S. has carried out more than 3 dozen such attacks this year alone, killing scores of suspected al-Qaeda and Taliban militants. The judge who oversees Guantanamo detainee hearings complained today that no one agrees on what makes someone an enemy combatant. His court has held dozens of habeas corpus hearings to determine which detainees are being wrongfully held. More from NPR's Ari Shapiro.
Speaking to an American Bar Association breakfast meeting, Judge Royce Lamberth said, "Every Guantanamo habeas corpus hearing asks the same question. Is the detainee an enemy combatant?"
It would have helped if we had had Congress give us a definition of enemy combatant. They didn't. The Bush administration gave us 4 different definitions. The Obama administration gave us another definition. Each of our courts is deciding for themselves the proper definition. Most of us have adopted one definition, but I have one renegade judge that's got another definition.
Lamberth said the appeals courts are moving at such a glacial pace that his court will probably be done with these hearings by the time the appeals court says they use the wrong definition of enemy combatant and makes them start the hearings over from scratch. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The number of people filing first-time jobless claims posted an unexpected rise last week. The Labor Department says the number of recently laid-off individuals seeking unemployment benefits rose by 7,000 to 480,000. Over the 4-week moving average, which smooths out some of the volatility in the labor market, actually fell slightly. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 132 points to close at 10,308. The Nasdaq dropped 26 points today. This is NPR. British Airways has prevailed in a battle with its cabin crew workers, winning an emergency court injunction to halt a planned 12-day strike that had threatened travel plans for millions of the airline's customers. Britain's High Court moved to back the airline's claim. The ballot cast by 13,000 workers by the Unite Labour Union was illegal because it included some members no longer employed at the airline. The court injunction means the union has now been forced to call off the planned strike. Still, travelers are not entirely out of the woods. Separate strikes are planned by ground staff at London's Heathrow and Aberdeen airports and also by drivers on the Eurostar high-speed train. Mexican military has tracked down and killed one of the most wanted drug cartel leaders in the nation. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Mexico City.
Arturo Beltran Leyva was known as the boss of bosses. He took over the Beltran Leyva organization, one of the largest drug cartels in Mexico, after his brother Alfredo was arrested in 2008. Wednesday night, hundreds of sailors from the Mexican Navy surrounded an upscale apartment complex in Cuernavaca and exchanged gunfire for several hours with Beltran Leyva's gunmen. The military also called in 2 helicopters to support the operation. In the end, the head of the cartel and 6 of his bodyguards were killed. 3 sailors were also injured, including one of them fatally. Beltran Leyva's organization ran a major drug trafficking corridor from southwestern Mexico up to the Arizona border. They also were accused of assassinating the head of the Mexican Federal Police, Edgar Mian Gomez, last year. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Crude oil futures prices ended the day slightly lower. The price of crude oil fell by a penny a barrel today to end the session at $72.65 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.